Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. I've got sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. Let's see. Well, just quick recapping. Of course, we talked about Rubber Ducky. That was always a good thing to talk about. Rubber Ducky is always a good subject to have. Being nominated for the Toy Hall of Fame. We also talked about the...
Oh, Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun.
All right, so here's the deal. We talked about Rubber Ducky on. I think Robo Producer just went off the edge right there. Shoo! There he goes. Yeah, there he goes. Bam! Rubber Ducky, the Rubber Duck is nominated along with Chess for the Toy Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, the Army men did not make it.
That's blasphemy.
I don't get it. I don't get that. I mean, didn't he used to take, when I was younger, now this is back in the day when you could do anything. We had the Lysol bathroom spray, and if you sprayed it, it kind of went, kind of foamed up almost like shaving cream. And then you would, you had the one part of your army attack the other part of the army, and then you would take the shaving cream and, you know, you'd go and put them all in the shaving, in the Lysol stuff, and you couldn't see him, and it was like he was blobbed out, like he was eaten by the blob or something.
The only thing I have to say about that is, oh, those were the good old days.
They were the good old days. They were the good old days. Speaking of the good old days, it's always heartening and encouraging, actually, to know that the colleges that we have in the United States are at the forefront of high level of education. Did you know that? They're at the forefront of the highest possible level of education. Do not be fooled by the man behind the curtain there. Do not be fooled by him. Because here is what we have come to find out now just from our very own colleges. The public university in Chicago. Public University in Chicago, kind of an interesting thing that they've done. Northeastern Illinois University, which I used to call Northeastern Illinois. Public University in President, listen to this, Abraham Lincoln's home state of Illinois, it's adorned with a plaque that states that Abraham Lincoln was the most famous and influential president in American history. Get this. And he was a Democrat. Okay. Teacher, excuse me. What do you want, Mr. Spoon? Can we just go back and just talk about that for a second? What's the problem, Mr. Spoon? Well, Abraham Lincoln was perhaps one of the greatest presidents of all time. Maybe perhaps the greatest could be. I completely agree with that. But I have a small problem. What's that, Mr. Spoon? You said he was a Democrat. Everybody knows he was a Democrat, Mr. Spoon. He was a registered Republican and only a Republican. And never a Democrat.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
So to me, there's nothing like college teaching, whatever they want. They don't care. That's the funniest part. They put up a plaque honoring Abraham Lincoln and just slapped Democrat on it. And you're trying to figure out why we're having this show making fun of the fact that the world is going down in a toilet because... Are you kidding me?
That's why.
Are you kidding me? They just slapped the word on there. Doesn't bother anybody?
Ronald Reagan, Democrat.
No, here's, watch this one. Watch this one. Ready? Harry Reid, independent. Come on, that's funny.
That was pretty funny.
That's a good one right there. Apparently, it's not just in the Midwest where colleges are having a hard time. It is now true that as of the other day, the UC Berkeley student government has banned the term, listen to this, banned the term illegal immigrant. You're not allowed to say it. They say no human being is illegal. And it's not occurring to anybody there that it's not the person, but the immigrating that's illegal. I just don't get. It's not that the person's illegal, oh, rocket scientist. It's the immigrating act. The immigration part of it's what's the illegal part of it. It's okay. Not to be outdone by that. Wait, hold on. No, wait, not to be outdone. But don't worry, because I have a makeup story for all of this. Everybody is just going to be, are you aware? My wife was asking me about this today, that across a couple different countries, there are now mega churches springing up. You know what they are? They're atheist mega churches. Atheist mega churches.
I didn't know that atheists had churches.
Here's what it is. They have families with small children. They have inspirational talk, quiet reflection, arousing and uplifting music. Wait. And this is where all the people are going to get together. All the worldly people are going to get together, and they're going to hear one time a sermon that says, kill all the Christians, and that's where it'll start. The irony behind this is all church without Jesus. That's what it is. It's all church. Everything a church does. It used to be that the bars were the churches and the actual stools, the bartender was like the preacher, the altar was the actual bar itself, right? And now the atheists are going in a whole other direction. They want mega churches all over the world so they can all get together and whatever they do, just be inspirational, encourage one another. It's great. As long as Jesus isn't a part of any of it, they're happy. Until they get a real big leader who says, everything that's gone wrong with the world is the Christian's fault. Oh, wait, isn't that guy that writes Family Guy? He said that already. Everything's the Christian's fault. Let's get rid of the Christians. If you don't see that on the horizon, man, you're not looking. Come on, you got to see some of this stuff. But here's a cheery. So what do I got? How long do I got? Because I got a couple of cheeries. I got 2 minutes. I can't do this story in 2 minutes. Okay, so let's pop off of that for a second and just recognize what some of our history is, because today's a pretty good history day. Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's Chicken Soup for the Soul Day from Canfield and Van Hazen, whatever his name is. That's when this book came out. Also, for those that really care, the first commissioner for baseball was commissioned on this day, November 20th. Additionally, the space shuttle Columbia was launched for the second time on this date in 1981. First time a space vehicle was used more than once. There's a thought right there. And then that's pretty much about it, except for Ellis Island stopped serving as the chief immigration station in the United States on this date in 1954. My very own relatives on both sides, my mom and my dad, both came in through Ellis Island. So that's got a significance to it. It's also Young Readers Day, and then the last thing to tell you is, in case you care or not, today is the day in 1859 that a leotard was invented. I said leotard. I didn't insult anybody. Keep it straight, people. All right, listen, when I come back, I'm going to tell you the story of life. What? The story of life? Yep. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, how do these people live past 100?
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Sometimes you need money and you need it fast, and timing is everything. Money Tree offers same-day financial solutions that are quick and easy, so you don't have to wait. Call or visit a Money Tree branch near you. Learn more at MoneyTreeInc.com. Money Tree, money and time.
On November 22nd, Echo Light Studios presents The Christmas Candle, the first major motion picture based on a book by best-selling author Max Lucado. When Minister David Richmond arrives in the quaint English countryside village of Gladbury, he's confronted with a curious legend.
Welcome to Gladbury, home of the Christmas candle.
And townspeople desperately in need of their own personal miracle.
All their hopes wrapped up in one candle.
But at Christmas, sometimes all it takes is a little faith to see the light.
Your doubts don't trouble me, Reverend. On the contrary, they inspire my faith.
Movie Guide calls The Christmas Candle a heartwarming, wonderfully entertaining movie event.
I hope to give everyone a little light this Christmas.
Starring Hans Matheson, Samantha Barks, and introducing Susan Boyle in her film debut.
Happy Christmas after all!
The
The Christmas Candle, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. More information at thechristmascandlemovie.com.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain levels while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We were going to do the story of the century, but I told Robo Producer we have to wait till next segment, so we're not doing it. Isn't that nice of me? I'm such a nice guy. You know, I won that nice guy award from all those people, that whole group of people. Oh, you didn't hear about
group
them?
Group of two?
No, there was a whole group of people that sent me in the nice guy award.
But really?
They were all the village idiot groups. He's a nice guy. Okay.
A wise guy. Like you read it correctly.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, folks. Okay? Take a look outside. Take a look outside if you can, right? Not that sunny, right? It's kind of like, right? Okay, so you have two choices. You can act like it is outside, or you can laugh at the jokes. Which would you prefer? Just pick whatever one, whatever one you want to do. You want to act like it looks outside? Okay, go ahead.
No!
All right, this is going to be a little overwhelming for people, and I have to do this very carefully because some people are going to get exceedingly offended, and I am forewarning you that will not stop me from doing this story. Do we have that one set of music that has to do with what we were talking about there that was kind of BG-oriented? The BG-oriented music. That's a hint. BG-oriented. Does that make sense? And you have it.
Not to be confused with R&B.
Or, right, exactly. Not to be confused. Can I have that music?
And the audience should really just picture in their mind the costume that David wore here at the David Spoon Experience today, back in style in the 70s. It's awesome.
Oh, that's the best clip. Here it is, folks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I had him play that whole extended portion for a very specific reason. I hold in my hand, and do not be offended, I did not write these reports, but I have two people who have surpassed the 100 years of age process. Now, if you remember the last time we talked to somebody that lived past 100, the guy lived to be 103, or the lady did. You remember how she stayed alive till past 103?
Oh, yes, David. How could you forget?
What was the
power
secret?
Power of bacon.
The power of bacon. She ate bacon all the time. Bacon, 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 bacon. Worse than any commercial you can come up with. And you know what? She lived to be over 100. You can say whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Well, it turns out that yesterday, and I wasn't going to do this, but yesterday on the Fox News picked up a story from Daily Caller about the 107-year-old Richard Overton, who met Barack Obama at a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. He is 107 years old, one of the oldest remaining veterans in the world, if not the oldest one. Guess what his secret to longevity is? It's not going to be what you think it is, but get ready for it. What do you think
it is? I'm going to guess. It was bacon before. This time I'm going to go with sausage.
A tablespoon of whiskey in his coffee and two cigars every day for over 65 years.
Sounds like George Burns.
No, wait a second. Not to be outdone by this guy, right? Today, a 100-year-old woman, they asked her, what is your secret to being 100 years old? And apparently she's a, is the word spry the right word when they're really bouncy? Lively, jumpy, they're all like spry or whatever. Anyway, she apparently had a secret to hers. Guess what hers was? Ready? This is just one day later. Her secret to staying alive? A little bit of whiskey every day. So wait a minute. I'm seeing a pattern here. Now, here's what I want to say. I am not promoting smoking and drinking. Not promoting.
What was the lady's name?
Her name, let's see, Dorothy Howe. I was in like Gordie Howe, but not related. She's from England. Smoked her whole life. Credits her longevity to all the things she did, plus a little bit of whiskey every day. Here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? I'm just going to say, I am not promoting smoking and drinking. I don't support smoking and drinking. I don't think people should be smoking and drinking. I don't think people who struggle with smoking should be smoking. I don't think people who struggle with drinking should be drinking. Here's what I'm promoting. There's a passage in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, that it says this: it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. Let me tell you the day you're going to die. Can I tell you right now? The day you're going to die is the day that it was appointed. In another version in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, you know what it says? Man has a destiny. Each man has a destiny with his death. That is what it says in the individual. Each man has a, each person actually has a destiny with their death. There is an appointment to death. People don't want to say it. People don't want to admit it. The government will tell you it can't happen. I got three people, 103, 107, 101, did everything wrong possible. They didn't kick off when they were sick. No exercising, no this, no that. Guess what? You will die when God says it is your turn. When the Lord returns, it's all over. But when he comes for you or I individually, that was it. You could be a health nut and you could be a horrible fast food eater. It's not going to change the day you die. You're wrong. God's days for each man, woman, and child, and animal, and living entity are in a book. So you might say, is longevity eating bacon, drinking whiskey, smoking? Nope. Longevity comes from God. If God says you're going to make it, you're going to make it. If God says we're going across the water, it doesn't matter how big the storm gets, you're going across the water. If God says you're going to make it to 107, you're going to make it to 107. That's how it goes. I'm advocating the truth of Scripture in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. All the great things we can and cannot do, there is an appointment, And if the Lord comes for us individually beforehand, my advice is to just be ready. That's my advice. What do you think of that, huh? Staying alive, that's pretty good stuff, right? Come on, come on. And then turn it into a teaching. See? See? We can do anything like that. Because it's true. It's easy to speak the truth. It's not hard. There's an appointment unto man. Once to die, by the way. So reincarnation, bye-bye. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. If you're lucky, we'll have the story of the century. If not, you might have to wait one more segment.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
When was the last time you walked into a store that took your breath away and made you scream with excitement? That is exactly what your reaction will be when you visit City Lights, your year-round Christmas and collectibles emporium.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Brian Young, happy owner of family-owned City Lights for over 20 years. Our store is one big holiday wonderland where we transport visitors into the holiday spirit, viewing over 25 awe-inspiring decorated trees, thousands of ornaments, every imaginable quality Christmas light, and the world's finest artificial trees, plus collectibles like Department 56 Villages, Walt Disney Classics, Mark Roberts Fairies, and so much more. It's like a trip to Main Street at Disneyland. Come in today and find absolutely everything, but everything for Christmas.
City Lights is easy to find right off Highway 5 at SeaWorld Drive. Call them at 619-275-1006, 619-275-1006, or shop online at citylightscollectibles.com, citylightscollectibles.com.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ Financial Editor, Certified Financial Planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market finished with losses today after talks of tapering again struck Wall Street fears into investors. The Dow Jones averaged down 32 points today, 15,750 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ up fractionally about 13 cents at 39.19, and the S&P down about 4.5 points at 1767. A moderately mixed day on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, investment planning, and of course, most importantly, retirement income planning. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. Be sure to ask me for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Everybody that wants to send a complaint about that last segment, please send an email to G. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you can get a hold of somebody here at the station, and they can let you know how you really feel, and then we'll talk about it at gmail.com. That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, no, I'm kidding. If you didn't like it or you really got offended by it, that's okay. I really do believe that it's appointed unto man once to die. I was using that as a futility joke. But if you really want to talk about it, send me an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Or if you got something out of it and really thought, hey, that was insightful, then you can do the very same thing. You can go to Facebook also and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's... that's my handle.
You're the man now, dog.
There you go. There you go. There you go. I want to do a DDD, and then I'm going to do the story. Now, the reason I'm not going to do the biggest story of the century yet is two reasons. One, because I'm milking it. Am I supposed to tell people that? I'm probably not supposed to say
stuff
like
not.
That. I'm not? But don't people do that all the time?
Oh, they do it all the time.
All right. Well, I'm milking it just because it's not. If it was a serious story, I would just go boom, 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 boom. But
2% are non-fat.
This is goat milk.
Ew.
This is gonna be
bitter.
You're gonna be like, ooh. Okay, so before we get into that, then let's just look at a quick deed, because I only got like 4 minutes in this segment, I think, right? So it's a shorter one anyway, isn't it? Isn't that
you are correct, sir.
I am correct.
You are correct.
Is that on tape?
Yes, but we accidentally deleted it.
You know. Yeah. You know, in this place, there is nothing like respect. I mean, there's just nothing like it. I mean, there's nothing like it. There just doesn't exist. Okay. Luke chapter 6, verse 17 through 18a. If you remember, I had been talking about scripture. You do a portion of a scripture, so on and so forth. This gets the context in and doesn't lose anything, and I don't want to just keep reading for you. Luke chapter 6, verse 17 through 18a. After coming down with them, Jesus stood on a level place with a large crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon came to hear. And they came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Now, you would think that that's, I think that's not overly complex. They came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. So let's just talk about that. Let's talk about hearing and healing and the ministry of Jesus Christ. Okay? First of all, why would somebody want to hear Jesus? Now, let's think that through. Well, why would you want to hear Jesus? I mean, after all, you got CNN, you got Fox News, you got MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS. You got PBS, which is not really a station, although it is kind of cool that they have Sesame Street. The reason is because every outlet of communication that we receive, every one of these is so tainted and so... yucky. There's so much yuck. And during this time that Jesus was speaking, they didn't have those same media outlets, but the rumors were the same kind of thing. Oh, this is happening to this group. Or the Romans are going to come and do this. Or this group wants to do this. And it's all this negative and this. And I'm not talking about a cherry pie gospel. I'm just saying everything was so dark and so yuck and so hard. When Jesus spoke, the Bible says in Timothy, he brought life and immortality to light. He brought life to light. Now, what does that mean? That means like when you go into a room and it's dark and you flip the switch and the darkness dissipates and there's light and you can see. That's what Jesus did for people when they heard him speak. He spoke and life was in the room. It was like lit up. And he not only spoke about life, but he spoke about immortality for years and years. Everybody, oh, I hope we live forever. I don't know if we live forever. We're going to live forever. I don't know if we're going to live forever. Jesus's life was a demonstration that life and immortality, living forever, was there and seizable through Christ. And then he not only did he speak that life, which lit up the room, but he healed people. He touched people. It was really, really good what Pat Boone said the other day. He didn't just judicially save people. He saved the whole person. And if you don't understand that, think of the woman who had the issue of blood. Remember how she touched Jesus and she was healed? But then what did Jesus do? He called her out in public. Why? Because she was socially shunned. And he restored her where people would talk to her again. He healed her in a social capacity right then and there. And no, there's no crossover between that and gay lifestyle. There's nothing to do with that at all. It has to do with Jesus being compassionate to a woman who had a problem, a physical problem where she spent all her money. She lost it. Everything was gone. And he restored her physically. Her face she touched out and was healed. And then socially she was healed. She was accepted back in the community. It's just so powerful how Jesus heals people. And what we don't do is, oh, we can't talk about healing. You have to talk about healing because Jesus heals the person. Now, you want to argue about spiritual gifts and tongues? Another time, I'll be glad to do it. I don't have a problem arguing with it. We can discuss it all day long. I'm talking about how Jesus heals a life, takes a ruined life and heals it. And if you really want to have a problem with it, go to Hebrews 13:8 and recognize that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you think the ministry of Jesus has stopped? No, it hasn't stopped. People want to hear him, and people need to be healed by him. That's what we need, man, more than anything else. That's the only possible shot this nation has in all of its glory. That's what we need. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. And when we come back, it will be time for the story of the century.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth. And anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Hi, Mark Larson for my friends at Aramco Financial. You've heard me talk with Mehran Aram about all the new regulations coming from government. Some hit on October 1st, and there are others looming for the 1st of January. This is all in the area of reverse mortgages. Now, the reverse mortgage program is alive and well and still there for your opportunity. You really ought to check it out. If you and your spouse are 62 or older and you own your home, don't miss the opportunity. And certainly talk to Aramco, talk to Mehran and his team before some additional government red tape is there in January. Call this number, 866-611-30 for Aramco Financial. Ask about a reverse mortgage workshop. There's another one coming up. Ask about a one-to-one session. But the bottom line is don't wait. It could cost you money by waiting. Find out about the opportunities now. 866-611-30 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
brand new Christian Examiner Yellow Pages is now available. It's San Diego County's number one resource for Christian-owned businesses. You need a plumber, contractor, or dentist? Check the Christian Examiner Yellow Pages. How about an attorney, auto repair shop, therapist, or real estate agent? Check the Christian Examiner Yellow Pages. Maybe your need is pest control, electrical, or a new furnace. Look in the Christian Examiner Yellow Pages. Finding someone you can trust to provide the service you need is not always easy, but with San Diego's Christian Directory, you have so many options at your fingertips. You can also find us online at ChristianExaminerYellowPages.com. Scroll through the listings, download a PDF to your computer or tablet, or access it on your smartphone. Pick up your free copy of the Christian Examiner Yellow Pages at your church or local Christian bookstore, or call 1-800-326-0795 to have your free copy mailed to you. That's 1-800-326-0795.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. With 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, and all estimates free. If you got anything going on with new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. You will not be sorry for contacting Excalibur Roofing. Okay. Very nice on the music there. Very nice on that portion. No more milking the story. Sometimes it's hard to believe that the stories that get printed get printed. Sometimes your brain sits there and contemplates, is this real or is this not real? Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, and this comes to us from an environmental activist in Buenos Aires. Did I say that good? Buenos Aires. Does it sound like the cat on that movie? It's from Buenos Aires. Yeah, it's close enough. Here we go. Here it is, the story. Are you ready, Robo? I mean, I just want to make sure you're feeling comfortable. Are you ready for this story?
I've only been waiting for this for the last 5 hours.
I know. I told you early, huh? That was mean.
Driving me crazy.
That was mean.
I am ready for this story, David.
Ready? Here we go.
All the way from Buenos Aires.
All the way from Buenos Aires.
Si.
Si.
Environmentalist, a Peruvian actor, has confirmed that he has married a tree.
A lot of dead air there.
a Peruvian actor from Buenos Aires has acknowledged that he has given a ring and given kisses and has legally and officially married a tree. So when I read this story, I thought, this can't be true. What do you think? You think that can be true? What's your thought about that? Do you think this
is zany, as you know, some people are saying that people should be able to allow who they want? I have people in the realm of politics that are saying, you know what, it's going to extend beyond people. It's going to get to dogs and cats, and now apparently trees.
So I've made a top five list for what I foresee as marriage elements that are going to be taking place. Ready? You ready for my top five? Do you got
top five?
Yeah, top five. You want to? We don't have to drum roll them, or you can. It's up to you. They're all pretty. They're all pretty good. Because remember, the environmentalist.
We'll drum roll the last three.
You might want to do all five. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Here's the number five element that comes out of marrying a tree. He will win all the arguments. That's the first thing. All the arguments will be won by the Peruvian actor from Buenos Aires. Number four, in case you're not following how we do this show, don't forget, if it doesn't work out, the tree may leave. Don't tell me that's not one of the funniest jokes you've ever heard. Number three, just because I want to talk to the leg butt community, nobody's sure which one is the male. See, we don't know. See? Okay. Number two, the big question on everybody's mind, will the kid be called Woody? And number one, ladies and gentlemen, number one issue that will take place because an environmentalist marries a tree, the guy from Peruvian, the Peruvian actor from Buenos Aires, the number one issue, splinters. How good was that? Do not tell me that was not the best thing we've done on this show.
Well, all I have to say is I'm not taking any complaints on this. I do not want people to bark up the wrong tree.
Come on. Dude marries a tree. I mean, it's like a joke.
So
like,
right, would their children be saplings?
Oh, how good is this going to get, right? I mean, how'd you like that? The tree may leaf. It's like, really? Oh my goodness. You know, I hope it's not by the rainforest, or this could be kind of a, this could relationship we can get cut short. It could be, you know.
Well, you know, as the family grows, they'll have extra branches on their family tree.
They better have good roots. Come on, folks. Just think about how insane this is becoming. The guy marries a tree. Now, I can only think that the reason that he did that is because there's not a single person in the entire world who knows who he is.
Knock on wood.
I mean, oh, is that a good one? Oh. Anyway, dude marries a tree. I mean, it's like a bar joke. Dude marries a tree. It's like, what?
Tree walks into a bar,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's like, what? Tree is the bar. What? Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to break early and come back a little earlier just because I can't. I got to take a break. It's just too weird. But when we come back, I'm going to talk about the Facebook post, which is really, really important. So please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
George of the jungle lives a life that's free. Watch out for that tree.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Today's forecast calls for showers and tubs and cooktops, ranges, refrigerators, and more. Announcing the grand opening of Perch Westfield UTC in December. Visit them at theperch.com. That's theperch.com, theperch.com.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy. At Bethel Seminary, excellence is about more than leading a congregation. It's about living your beliefs. Join us for Bethel Preview Night on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. to learn how Bethel Seminary will prepare you for a lifetime of service to God, your community, and your church. To learn more or to register online, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Preview Night, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
KPRZ invites you to a private screening of Max Lucado's The Christmas Candle, a timeless holiday film for the entire family. On Thursday, November 21st, discover a new formula for miracles, good deeds, and acts of kindness. KPRZ's private screening is sponsored by Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy. Be a joy to a child this Christmas. RSVP to see The Christmas Candle on Thursday, November 21st, and find out how you can help Toys for Joy at KPRZ.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Growing tall and strong. How do you grow so tall and strong? I said to the riverside tree, this is the song that my tree friend sang to me.
Welcome back. To the David Spoon Experience. I think I've just lost my mind. That's it. I think that's it. Peruvian actor from Buenos Aires marries a tree. Film at 11. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. If you want to reach the show, you know you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, you can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. Let's check the weather. It's got that F feel. You can't get away from it. But a lot of people like this, and it gives us an appreciation for the sunnier days. I will say that the traffic looks eh.
Like okay, you made a prediction. I was actually listening to the show yesterday on the way to my screening. And you said that there was going to be less cars on the road yesterday as compared to today. Is that true, David?
Well, that's funny you should say that. The answer would be that would have been true, except on my way home, for whatever bizarre reason, we didn't discuss this, a semi-truck, not maybe the most reinforced one, fell over, and it was completely loaded with garbage over the whole right by the Birmingham exit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, completely. So it took me just as long to get home, but it wasn't as soon as I got past that, I was home in 3 minutes. So it was fine until I hit the. So I think there was less traffic yesterday, but it wasn't less time. And I just want to say for the people that you see a shoe in the road, they stop. In this case, it was like a dump. It was like right in the middle of the freeway. You're like going, ay, 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 ay. And it was messy.
Well, if there's a shoe, you better step on it.
I'm telling you. Let's get to the tree thing. Is just the bad. I mean, that's definitely.
I told Heather she couldn't believe it.
No, you're just
is it because it's from Buenos Aires? I don't know.
Buenos Aires. Let's get our R&B music because I've got to finish off so strong, keeping the spiritual tradition of the spiritual things being talked about. So R&B, can we do that now?
Thank you.
There you go. R&B, not for rhythm and blues, but for Rocky and Bullwinkle. We're looking at today's Facebook post. This was the post that made earlier, and I'm going to surprise some people with this post because it's going to be one of those a little more challenging posty posts. Okay, this is from Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. Listen to this. This is something that's going to speak to you if you kind of listen. This was God talking to Cain after Abel's offering was accepted and Cain's offering was rejected. Remember that little scenario that took place? And before Cain struck out and but essentially killed Abel, this is what God said to Cain. He said, Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. He said, this is actually from my post. This isn't a DDD. This is a Facebook post. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Now, a lot of people don't think of sin as crouching at the door, and they certainly don't think of sin as having a desire to have you. But that's exactly what God told Cain was going on. He says, sin's right at your door, dude, and it wants you. Here's the response that I wrote in the post. Sin, which can be anything that's contrary to God, but certainly it means to miss the mark. Sin is hungry. Listen to that. Sin is hungry, and it's hungry for you and I. And if you don't understand how that concept may work, think of it in these terms. Sin is like a junkyard dog, all right? Do you ever notice a junkyard dog, maybe a dog that is not fed very often, that in fact, when you don't feed the dog, they're meaner, they're more gnarly, they bark louder, they try and bite louder, but when you feed it, you strengthen it. So even though you're trying to stay away from sin, the sin gets louder and louder and gnarlier and meaner and ferocious, and it wants to bite you and wants to bite you. As soon as you feed that sin, as soon as you give food to that dog or feed that sin, that dog, that sin becomes stronger. Sin is at the door for all of us, not just you, not just me, every one of us. And sin is at the door and is looking to eat. And the key to understanding this is understanding that through Jesus Christ, because we died and we buried and we rose again with him from our position with Christ, sin does not have to be our master. And so because of that, we don't have to feed it. You know how it's just sitting there just waiting for you to respond in its favor? You don't have to. You don't have to give life to that which is trying to take life away from you. You're not required. I will say this has been said, and I like this. I'm going to say this, and it's not my line, but I like this line. Sin is a trespasser on your land. If you let it stay there long enough, it feels like it has squatter rights, and it just sticks around. Don't let sin trespass on your land. Keep the land clean. Keep the land free from that. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Sin is hungry for you and I. Don't feed it. Don't make it stronger. Don't give it life. Don't do it. And that could be a myriad of things in your life. But whatever one is coming to mind right now as you're listening to me, that's the one. Okay, whichever thing is kind of bouncing around between your left and right ear, that's what we're talking about. The Lord knows what it is. Through the Lord, sin does not have to be our master. That's like the coolest. Isn't that cool? I really like that because it's like it tells you, hey, you don't have to live in bondage. You know, Jesus Christ came to set us free. And, you know, freedom is a good thing. To be free is to have a better life. Let's start with all men being slaves to sin, but finding that freedom in the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. Pretty good stuff, huh? Not bad for a Facebook post? That's not bad. What do you think? That's all right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, don't feed sin. It's a bad idea. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, taking a 22-hour break, and we're doing the madness all over again. Here's my last piece of advice. Don't hug a tree.